Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, April 11th. It is the last day in our current reading plan, so we'll read 1 Corinthians 15, 50 through 58, and Psalm 90, 1 through 11. Then tomorrow we'll begin our new plan. The leaflets will be in the worship guides, but you can also access the scriptures online. We'll be going through Genesis and Exodus in the next months and also continuing our rhythm of the Psalms. Then we'll go to the Proverbs and then back to the Psalms. On Sundays, we'll read the sermon text and pray together that the Lord would give us wisdom as Wayne or another preaches to us from God's Word. On Saturdays, I like to do something called launching verses. There are several groups at our church that are memorizing different scriptures with which we will launch our day. I learned this process from Jan Rice, who is a friend and church member, and she learned it from a couple that taught Bible studies, John and Olivia Riddle from Shadowland Ministry. John and Olivia taught all their materials and Bible studies all over Birmingham and even in different cities, and they taught Jan, and through the years, it has shaped the way that she prays, and now it shapes the way that I pray, so I want to share it with you. If you would like more information about being a part of a group or even just the process, Jan has kind of written out an outline. And I'm going to take us through some of those prayers as we begin together today. Sometimes we begin with Psalm 143, 8 through 10. May the morning bring news of your unfailing love. We have put our trust in you. Show us the way we should go, for to you we entrust our lives. Rescue us from our enemies, Lord, for we hide ourselves in you. Teach us to do your will. For you are our God. May your good spirit lead us in level paths. The next five sets of verses that we're going to work through are about the obstacles for communion with God. And so as we enter into this time and we look to God's word, would you rid our hearts, Lord, of pride, according to Philippians 2, 3 through 5. Lord, help us not to do anything out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, help us to value others above ourselves, not looking to our own interest, but to the interest of others. Lord, would you take away our unforgiveness, the unforgiving heart, according to Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. Rid us of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Help us to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God has forgiven us. Lord, take away the obstacle of striving. Help us to have a quiet and still heart. According to Psalm 46, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The fourth obstacle that we want to fight against, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, is an unexpectant heart. Give us expectation for your work. Help us to have faith. And let us pray according to James 1, 5 and 6. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. Oh Lord, we don't want to be like the waves of the sea. We want to be strong, and we want to have wisdom in you. And then finally, we want to be a people who are in communion with God because there is no lack of contrition in our hearts, no indifference to God's word and to his work. Lord, give us a contrite heart. Be with us according to Psalm 51:17. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, you, God, will not despise. Thank you for going through those verses with me. I pray that today they would set us on a path towards communion with the Lord. Our New Testament reading today comes from 1 Corinthians 15:50 through 58 in the Message paraphrase. Paul says, I need to emphasize, friends, that our natural earthly lives don't in themselves lead us, by their very nature, into the kingdom of God. Their very nature is to die, but how could they naturally end up in the life kingdom? But let me tell you something wonderful, a mystery I'll probably never fully understand. We're not all going to die, but we are all going to be changed. You hear a blast to end all blasts from a trumpet, and in the time that you look up and blink your eyes, it's over. On signal from the trumpet from heaven, the dead will be up and out of their graves, beyond the reach of death, never to die again. At the same moment and in the same way, we'll all be changed. In the resurrection scheme of things, this has to happen. Everything perishable taken off the shelves and replaced by the imperishable. This mortal replaced by the immortal. Then the saying will come true. Death swallowed by triumphant life. Who got the last word? O death, O death, who's afraid of you now? It was sin that made death so frightening, and law code guilt that gave sin its leverage, its destructive power. But now, in a single victorious stroke of life, all three, sin, guilt, death, are gone. The gift of our Master, Jesus Christ. Thank God. With all this going for us, my dear, dear friends, stand your ground. And don't hold back. Throw yourselves into the work of the Master, confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time or effort. And now let us turn over to the book of Psalms, to Psalm 90, verses 1 through 11. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, Return to dust, you mortals. 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. If only we knew the power of your anger. Your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. These scriptures make me long for the day when Christ returns to make all things new, to swallow up death one final time, and to be our ultimate dwelling place forever. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord, we lift our hearts to you. We thank you for this opportunity to be in your word and to take a few minutes to refocus our thoughts on you. First, we lift praise. We thank you, Lord, for being the dwelling place of your people, that you are from everlasting to everlasting. Yours is the power and the kingdom and the glory. We confess, Lord, our lack of zeal in following your will and your word. Lord, convict us of our sin of pride. Help us to be a people with contrite hearts, a selfless people who are motivated to have deep communion with you. We lift up the needs of our family and congregation right now. Just going to give you a moment of silence. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. And just like in our launching verses groups, I want to pray two verses from 1 John 5, 14 and 15 as we close our time of prayer. And this is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. Amen.